Broadcasting on Radio Star Worldwide, it's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, prescription for your transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. And I'm really glad to be back. I took a little bit of a hiatus. I think Sedona was missing me big time over there, and I want to welcome you back. I just got back from an incredible trip to Guatemala, building homes for some underprivileged and widowed women with their children. And but one of the coolest things that I get to do is crossing boundaries in a global way, in meeting people all over the world and having these amazing experiences with them that I get to share with you. And today is no exception at all. And I'm delighted to be talking to Sylvia Popovich from the where is it? Croatia, right? Right.
Croatia, that's right.
Yeah, and but you're living in Germany right now. But it's important to realize the talent and the intelligence that's all over the world. And with this technology that we have today, with this platform that I have, Prescription for Your Transformation, bringing to you new voices, new solutions that can totally revolutionize your own life. And as I look in the past and I look at, well, we've got the cell phones, we've got the internet and the dot-com things. And I think to myself, I was so focused on my studies as a physician. I trained for 17 years and I kept on missing all these incredible opportunities. And now we're at the verge of a huge transformation in technology that's going to have a very, very huge impact. And so today we get to get a taste of that if you're not aware of what's going on. And I'm going to keep that secret for a moment. So you're going to have to guess what that is. Because what Sylvia is going to share with us at the end of this interview is a little bit of what that technology is and how you are going to want to be ready to jump in. But more importantly, it's about the essence of who we are and tapping into the awareness of where we came from and how we can actually tap into that power so that we can actually live our life authentically. And that's the conversation I just had with Sylvia just now. And so, Sylvia, I want to welcome you and thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's really an honor.
Well, the honor is mine. And in particular, because as a woman, you've proven yourself incredibly successful. And then it's also your desire, your dream to help other women get to that same place. And I think that's a huge thing. It's an important thing. So tell me a little bit about what is it that you do from a business and mindset strategy, because that's what you work on. Before we go into that, you share with me a little story as to what changed your life. And I think it started off with a little hammer breaking a window.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, this is actually the story that changed my life. And because of that, I changed so many lives. As I was working as a teacher in the past, I saved one child's life. And what happened is it was summer and the child was, I gave the child to a mother. And the child took the keys of the car and locked himself in the car. And he was too small to, you know, to know how to open it. And after a few minutes of hesitating and seeing who's going to take this leadership role and do something, I literally went to the car, asked for permission to break the window. And as we were school, you know, and it was massive panic happening, someone just brought this small school hammer, you know, that the children are using for these creative things. And that was a huge car. That was a big Jeep. And I tried once, nothing happened. Second time, nothing happened. And before my third hit, I said, God, help me. And after that, the window, you know, just went down and alarm went on, and the child was safe. And after having this extremely beautiful feeling in my soul, in my heart, I said, God, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to save people's life. And of course, I didn't project in my mind going to car and see, you know, breaking the windows. But he heard my message. He heard, and after 2 weeks after that, I met one of my coaches speaking on a stage, and I joined his program, and I became a mindset and motivator, and hundreds and thousands of people were touched with this story and with my speeches. So that was the moment when one hammer, like you said, Bart, changed my life.
And, you know, and that's the important part of conversations like this, because I have a similar experience in the sense of what I didn't know that I didn't know was making all the difference. And it's a small decision that makes a big difference in our lives. And what's amazing about what you do, because you're on the international speaking stage and meeting all sorts of people worldwide and helping them, in essence, you know, saving their lives, giving them the insight to how they can tap into their own power. And I think that's huge. And I think that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how do you approach that, you know, with this whole mindset? Because you're telling me earlier that it comes from our childhood and there's a lot of fear involved.
Yes, absolutely. So what I noticed when I was working with the children and later with adults, that we all have the same fears. Just when we are children, we are expressing our fears openly. You know, we cry, we scream, we express joy as well, a little bit more open without any fear of, you know, that someone is saying, hey, you know, you're making fool of yourself. And as we become adults, this child in us and this part is still there, but it's kind of living in the dark. And most of the times people are looking from outside world things that will make them happy. But where the real solution is and where the answer is to look inside of yourself. And this is where I come in and help people to go in a childhood and see what were the words that created this vibration of fear? Who were the people? What are the traumas there that we need to go through together there just to release that and to hug this inner child and just leave that to the past? And I always say, you know, those stones that you are carrying in your backpack from the past, just leave the stones there and let's make some feathers that you can fly again.
I love it. Yeah, get some feathers. You know, and it's all about language. It's all about symbolism. And we were talking earlier about the symbolism of archetypes and things like that and how we attach, you know, meanings. And what I find fascinating is this, you know, as a child who has an immature brain, doesn't understand the reality around them, but they're the ones that are free thinkers and yeah, alive and playful. And unfortunately, it kind of does a flip-flop as we get older. We become more intellectual, more rational, using our brain, but less of our heart, less of, you know, the playfulness. Yeah. And so when we're really in a great position to understand, you know, what those traumas actually meant when we were a child, and now we could understand that, but then that child isn't here. And that's unfortunate. And one thing that I've learned over time is exactly this, is that the immature brain has made decisions as we were a child, and we just reinforce them over time. And sometimes you don't even know what that is. And there's a practice that I started with my clients is, you know, just imagine if there's something bothering you, just imagine that something happened when you were a kid and ask yourself, well, what do I want different? Mm-hmm. And my guess is that you're doing the same thing. You're just changing the focus and changing the mindset and getting into their heart. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You describe it really, really good. Thank you, Bart. Yes, and one thing that you mentioned is also like the most important thing. Everything comes from our heart. Everything comes from our heart. So I see, you know, working with the clients all over the world, I see many hearts that are suffering, that people are suffering the way they look. They're not radiating. They're not shining. They are trying to have things or create experiences that will make them alive again. But willingness to be vulnerable and to ask for help and to allow yourself, you know, to go with someone to the painful experiences. This is something where vulnerability is actually the highest level of being brave, let's say it like that. So what you're doing, I really admire, and we need more people, you know, who will follow their heart and follow their intuition and help this world to be a better place.
You know, it's interesting. I have the great fortune to working with Chad Cooper from Legendary Lifestyles. And he has his own mastermind groups and everything else. And he pretty much said the same thing is having this space where you can be vulnerable. And it's that vulnerability. Exactly. He said, you're saying the exact same words that was said today. You know, that's courage. But so often, you know, when we are vulnerable, we're criticized, we're ostracized, and we're still rejected. And so it can be pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, Bart, this thing, every true warrior has scars. And this is all part of the process. That's why it's important that we are doing this mission, like you're doing these beautiful interviews, and like I'm doing on my platform. So the more people can hear us, maybe today at this moment, someone just got judged because he or she was vulnerable. And our words in this moment is like the only light on the end of the tunnel. So as long as we who are aware of this vulnerability and we who were also judged in the past, as long as we don't give up by our presence and our being, we are helping the one who are being judged in this moment to, you know, keep strong and that they got this and that they will become stronger and stronger every day.
So here's my question for you. And if I go back to that metaphor of yours, where, you know, you stepped into your power because you knew, you know, you had to save a child. You know, is it possible that, you know, we could help people and, you know, with a very small tool, like a small hammer, step into their own power and say, look, you know, being vulnerable is okay. You know, being exposed and witness is okay because your future is so much better. And I'm wondering, is this how you kind of approach to create that shift in mindset with people, or what are some of the ways that you help people change the mindset? Because I know you work with top CEOs of the world and they have all the same problems and fears as the rest of us.
Yes. Yes. So one of the tools is I create, especially one-on-one coaching, I create safe environment. And safe environment, truly safe environment, can be only created if I'm doing the things from my heart. Mm-hmm. So, and I am, and people can feel that. So that's why this is like a first thing. The second thing, communication is extremely, extremely important in life. Every word has vibration. We all know that. And the tone is what makes the music. So one of the things that I would say to coaches, to people who are going, you know, and trying to help their clients as much as possible, is to be aware of what is the tone, what is the energy that my heart is projecting in this moment, and then to communicate and to say to people, it's okay to be vulnerable and even share my own stories, like example that I'm walking the talk. So I don't hesitate to share my personal stories, my scars with the clients to help them open, because then they see, oh, I'm not the only one. Look at her, she's happy now, she's satisfied, and they see my faith. And this is one of the ways how I do it. I include a lot of creativity in that. We have also drawing on a special technique on the water, and using one technique that I made, this backpack, like I mentioned, with the stones and with the feather, affirmations cards as well. And all in all, it's just simplify life, simplify, become aware of what are the things where we should work on, and just be grateful.
Yeah, I think that's...
A lot of times, yeah.
No, go ahead. A lot of times?
Yeah, sorry. A lot of times, especially my CEOs, they forgot to be thankful for little things in life, because there's a big goal, there's a big deadline, there's a huge responsibility. So I help them simplify and remind them. That's why I, you know, love to say I'm a reminder. Remind them on the bird, remind them on the sunset, and say, if you pay attention and focus, you're there, you will recharge yourself with this positivity, and you will see how life is beautiful. So your productivity and communication with other people in the building will have that glow. You will shine.
You know, I think true fulfillment also comes from, you know, appreciating what you really want, and whatever that is. And, you know, my passion in life is to inspire people to dream again. And it's in that dreaming that you can go after the things that you really want. There are some things that we need in life. And mm-hmm. I think the massive confusion that happens, the way that the wiring gets all messed up, is that we confuse what we want with what we need, or what we need with what we want. And so all these, you know, super achievers, and I'm a super achiever too, by the way, confusing the things that we want, we think we need them. And that's where a lot mm-hmm. of the stress then comes into play. When mm-hmm. and then we lose sight of where we are in this very, very moment. And mm-hmm. and there is that child within us that you know we're ignoring, that wants to come out, that wants to play, that wants to grow, wants to experience, wants to explore. And as long as we keep on denying that part, then mm-hmm. there's tremendous stress inside of us, and we get disconnected with our own heart. So I love what you're doing. Is reminding people that they have a heart, that they have a child inside of them, and that they can come out and play.
Yes, and thank you, Bart. You said it really, really nice. And just a reminder of, let's say, of Richard Branson, Virgin. Mm-hmm. One of my coaches, he know him personally, and he said Richard is the person who will see a turtle and say, hey, there's a turtle, you know, and all focus go there now on this turtle. And if we look at what he created and with his, all the businesses that he has, it's amazing. So that's why I would like that the people, you know, who are watching this, that business people or someone who's working 9 to 5, that creativity is extremely, extremely important to be, you know, liberate from us. Because when that energy comes from your heart, then ideas for the projects, for the deadlines that are there, are coming faster and faster.
So I have tons of respect for Sedona, who is always sitting there patiently and looking great too, of course, as always.
Absolutely, yes.
And so you also like to work with women. And mm-hmm. the respect I have for Sedona is because she's also very ambitious. Mm-hmm. She's really working hard. And she's so young too, and she's got a big vision in life. And I have tons of respect for anyone who thinks in that way. And so with the women that you get to work with, I mean, here's a young, to be very successful entrepreneur. Okay. Right, Sedona?
I hope so.
How would you advise her, you know, in her future in the work? And Sedona, share with her a little bit what you plan on doing.
So right now I go to school to be...
I lost you there. We don't hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. So right now I'm a student who works a couple different jobs. One of them is here. And I've been studying journalism, mass communications, and film production. Ultimately, I would like to work in the television and film industry and work my way up to a network executive position.
Mm-hmm. So what are the challenges, Sedona, that you're facing so far?
Definitely time management. I used to have a little bit more of a handle on it. And then when I got to school, I realized there were so many things to do in so little time. And so I've been stacking up a lot of classes on top of multiple jobs, which is not necessarily ideal, but I've been really happy doing it. And even though, like Dr. Bart said, I don't always eat the best or I don't sleep enough maybe sometimes, but overall I'm extremely happy to be doing what I'm doing.
So Bart, yes, you said, you started the question. You said, would I give advice?
Yeah, so I know that you work with women, and I know, and we're going to jump into that in a moment. But you said something interesting to me earlier as we keep this conversation that we're going to start in a few minutes still secret. But women in this field oftentimes feel that they shouldn't participate in this particular way. And I know Sedona doesn't feel that way. But but you advise women in particular. Is there a particular strategy, a particular thing that you share with women why they can excel just as well or even better than men?
So one of the things that is happening through history, women are accepting this, you know, there's a kind of war, and I don't like war because of different, you know, more reason. But I can tell you that this men are more powerful or women are more powerful, it's something that definitely needs to be changed. So what I do advise all the women that they should not be ashamed of their power and to become aware of how huge power each woman has in themselves. And I say the same things to men because I see even though marketing, you know, and television is projecting that the men are the one who are stronger and know everything, it's actually we are all humans. We all have our fears inside. So what I do always advise to women is don't play small, play big with heart, you know, go for it. That's your job. That place is for you. That award is for you. That huge company that you're dreaming of, it is yours already in your mind. And don't settle for the less, because when we start creating more and more big role models who believe and who duplicate this, all this war between men and women will disappear. Because the men, what I believe, truly love women. And every man loves to be with a woman who's shining, no matter what her physical appearance is the energy that they feel. So it's our responsibility as a woman to be open-hearted, to be the representer of the beauty and abundance so that the man can also shine, because energy attracts energy. We all know that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think one of the important things that oftentimes is forgotten or so many are simply not aware of, you know, it's always comes back to the yin and the yang. It's the masculine and the feminine. It's the polar opposites. I mean, there's light, there's dark. And so within all of us, there's all these dualities in a sense, but we're so fixated on these dualities, either being right or wrong. And in that sense, if you go beyond just the fact that there's duality, you know, we have them both. So they're just part of us. It doesn't make us right or wrong. And so,
yes.
You know, the women, now talking about women, the more that they can just embrace their femininity and still tap into that masculine power, it yes. is extremely powerful. And the same thing with men, for men to be their mm-hmm. masculine and tap into that feminine power. You know, there's Absolutely. Different energies that allow us just to experience life in a much more complete way. And I'm so glad you're helping women just to, and I'm happy, I'm glad you said that, because oftentimes, unfortunately, women feel like they have to be aggressive and manly and dress in pants so that they can achieve, when, you know, that's not true. And so your work is really important. And I applaud you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. I applaud you for you as well. Even though I'm talking, you know, the mostly here, I do admire your work. And we do need more men like yourself who are aware of this energy, because only woman and only man doing things separately, it's not working. It's not how world should be functioning. We all need each other. We women, we need you men, you know, to being the best man that you can, with the balancing of your feminine and man side in yourself. And also we women, we need to take responsibility for the things that we don't like and for the things that we tolerate, and then start from ourselves and say, okay, if I'm expecting something from someone, I need to be the first one who's going to be role model for myself and for others.
That absolutely, and said differently, just being responsible for your own life, you know, being accountable and responsible, not blaming the rest of the world, and at the same time, not being too hard on yourself. And the one expression that I like to use a lot is, you know, giving yourself permission to be human, you know, giving yourself permission to mess it up, be wrong, you know, and to have emotions that are disempowering, but at the same time, realizing it's your choice. And I think people confuse pain with suffering. I mean, pain is inevitable, but suffering isn't. And so many people are just simply suffering because they're not willing to take responsibility, you know, for their emotions. And so, yeah, I agree with you. The work that we get to do, and it's all about sharing the information. And, you know, I was asking you earlier, you know, in Germany where you work, you know, there's this perception that they're so well put together and everything else, but they have the same fears as the rest of the world. And with that fear, unwilling to be vulnerable, unwilling to be authentic, because they're just fearful of being rejected, is the same everywhere else. And we all have the same problems. We're just not sharing them. So changing the conversation now.
Okay.
And, you know, it's an area that I'm know very little about. It's an area that I'm also very confused about. So if I ask any stupid questions, then that's just because I'm human, right? Giving myself permission. But this, you know, it started off with the railroad just totally revolutionizing the world. And then it was the automobile, and then computers came along, then internet came along, then the .com came along, then the cell phones came along. Now there's something that will probably put all of that, you know, not to shame, but will overwhelm all of that, because the way that we live today. And you mentioned, interesting enough, that people like Tesla, you know, are even predicted things like this. And we're talking about cryptocurrency and blockchain. So share with us what that's all about. And Sedona's already nodding her head. She probably knows more than I do. Right? So for those people out there, and I think we have about 10 minutes left, but share with us.
No pressure on me.
Was that? Yeah. But you said so many brilliant things that, you know, kind of went over my head a little bit. But just share in simple terms, what's this whole idea of cryptocurrency? What's the confusion or misperception that people have that kind of frighten them or want them to go away or not to get involved? You know, where's that opportunity? And where's the challenge, if you will, with our current governments that aren't too thrilled about this and will feed us information that may not be quite exact?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bart. So I'm literally gonna simplify it as much as possible, okay? And try to put this information in 10 minutes, as you said. So blockchain, simply said, it's a system where the digital money is created, okay? We are using digital money for years already, but now we have a safe system that is called blockchain, where every transaction has is done by crypto. Let's say it's encrypted. That means it has a special code. And if I want to send my digital money to you, Bart, you will get a special unique code to receive it. If I want to send it to Sedona, she will have another one. Blockchain as a blockchain is literally something that is changing the planet. And it's not just my subjective, you know, perception of it. It's something that in a history of ours never happened, that we can exchange anything that we want without third part being included. So if we go a little deeper, if I wanna exchange something where I don't need a lawyer or I don't need a bank to be the middleman, that is really dangerous for the government of the country where the people are getting into this blockchain system. Because, of course, if the people are going to blockchain and exchanging things there, they are not using bank. And if the people are not using bank, then the bank doesn't have customers, and the bank doesn't have customers, you know, we know what comes then. So blockchain and cryptocurrency in general is something that will dominate our planet. There are countries like Russia, there is official digital currency already. They accepted it. In London, in UK, you can pay taxi already with the Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is one of the cryptocurrency. In Germany, you can buy groceries in one supermarket called Edeka. And this is like just few, even some companies, flying companies, you can already buy the tickets with the Bitcoin. There are ATM machines where you can exchange your digital money that is saved in your wallet through real fiat money, to real fiat money. That means coins and paper money. So what is the, let's say, I call it a secret plan of most of the countries that are not supporting. There are countries that are supporting and promoting cryptocurrency. For example, Sweden is one country that is really like cheering, and they have now a big, you know, their own coin happening. But most of the governments, they don't have interest to spread the real information, and that's why this scarcity and fear that a cryptocurrency is something, it's a scam, it's a snowball, it's this or that. Of course, you know, every coin has two sides. And I say always to people when I, you know, when I advise them where to invest, I always say, blockchain is definitely the safest system on this planet. But when investing in cryptocurrency, we should be responsible and invest only money that we are ready to lose. So I would say invest 10% of your income or something that you say, hey, even if I lose this, it will not be painful, and just leave it. Okay, just leave it there. Because if we look at just, let's take, for example, Bitcoin. From the moment when it started, when you needed, I think it was 10 Bitcoins to buy one pizza for that. And now one Bitcoin is $10,000. If you look at over the years, the value of one Bitcoin is growing and growing and growing and growing. Of course, there are big ups and downs on the market. And for the people who are only focus on earning with cryptocurrency for life, of course they are panicking, you know, the Bitcoin went down, went up. That's why I say to people who are maybe working 9 to 5 or someone who would like to get to into cryptocurrency but don't know how, just invest smaller amount of money for start. There are safe companies, proven companies that I work with. And one of the things that it's really simply explained, that I can explain you really simply, is called mining. So mining is you buy one hardware in this huge mining farm, and then you see your cryptocurrency producing every day. So even if Bitcoin drops a lot, and the people who just bought one Bitcoin, they need to buy another one because they lose everything. But when people are going to mining, you know, the value will go down. But as the Bitcoin starts to grow on a market, the miner, your hardware, is going again. So you don't have to buy a new one. So in this 10 minutes, I cannot put all the information, but this is the thing. Scarcity is done by governments and through, you know, through newspaper to television. But there is also, let's say, rumor that you cannot put your money out when you put it in. That's not true. There are ATMs machine already. There are credit cards that can be ordered where you put your Bitcoins and you pay with anything that you want. You can buy property in Dubai already with Bitcoin. So it's so huge. And I always say, and I will remind, you know, people on that, especially big companies, blockchain technology is something that's going to be used. And now it's building and like a lot of huge things are happening in the background. Because all the contracts, and a lot of things that people are exchanging can be done without third party. Safe.
So, in a way, then what you're saying is you've democratized wealth,
Yes. And
you've taken away from the controlling institutions, which are governments and banks, World Bank, and everyone else. But now it's if I want to have a transaction, it's just you and me. If I have a house, like you said, and then I send you an encrypted message, hey, you can have my house. Great. You know, give me your Volkswagen, right?
Yeah.
and we're done, right? And then that's legal and it can't be disputed, right?
Yeah. And this part, I'm glad you pointed that. This is something that is, and why I am passionate so about all this blockchain and helping people and helping women I'm focused as a woman to educate them on this, is it's one form of the freedom. And freedom is extremely important for me, not just personally, but for me to bring the message of this freedom, to bring the message that there is another way except this way that we have already now. There are ways that people can earn money when they sleep. Because when we invest one in a mining, we don't have to do anything. We just leave it there and it's happening. So that's why I'm a messenger, and that's why I'm a reminder as well. You can be financially free, but open your mindset, you know, open yourself for new information. And even though it may be some complicated, I told you, you know, in the talk that we had before we started, people laughed at Tesla when he said, you know, that we will have a little box that will have messages and photos. And today we have a mobile phone, and nobody's laughing. We are laughing when we forgot about our mobile phone, you know, and we're freaking out. Where is our mobile phone that day? But this is exactly what is happening now.
Yeah, it's absolutely tremendous. I mean, I don't know if you're able to, you're probably too young for this to watch, you know, the landing on the moon, but just to understand all the computers that were required to get, you know, a man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Today, all of that is in one cell phone. And it's amazing. So that kind of progress, I mean, putting all that in perspective. And, you know, our knowledge, you know, doubles every 2.5 years. It used to be every 5 years, and recently now it's just 2.5 years. And I just recently heard, you know, the amount of progress that we've made in the last 40 years is greater than all the progress of the 300 to 400 to 500 years prior to that. And so, you know, it's important for us to stay with the times. And one of the most essential ways, and I think you said it yourself, is investing in yourself, investing in your growth, investing in who you want to be and who you are becoming. And yes. I know that you came from really tough times, and you have every reason to say, you know what, I've had all these war things going on, these terrible, horrific things, losing friends, losing family, losing property. You know, I've got every reason to pack it in and say, forget it. And you've done the exact opposite. And so when I see so many people in this world, you know, complaining about all the silly stuff and not taking responsibility for their lives and not appreciating, you know, what's possible, not making any comparison to you, for example, in the wars that you had to deal with, or the people that I get to experience in Guatemala with extreme poverty. But they're happy. And they're engaged and they're making choices, whether it's a faith choice or whether it's a self-improvement choice or just taking responsibility, or whether it is to say, you know what, I've got a heart like you talk about, which I know that's your, you know, greatest asset. I asked earlier for those listening, you know, what's the best thing about you? And you said your heart. And it's really interesting because, again, you know, having conversations with people, you can see they're all the way in their head with the CEOs. I'm sure they're all in their head. And when you get them to their heart, when you get them to their authenticity, when you get them to be themselves and also to allow the child inside of themselves to be witnessed as well, then the whole life opens up and we become free. So I really want to thank you for today and two brilliant conversations about, you know, finding the power within yourself as you remind people, but then also the opportunity for cryptocurrency and blockchain. So if people want to find you, how do they find you?
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Bart, first of all, and Sedona, thank you for supporting us, and I wish you all the best in all your plans, and you as well, Bart. People can find me, it's www.sylviapopovitz.com, it's like my name.com, and there's an email, you can contact me, you know, ask anything you want, also on my Facebook page. I will be more than thrilled to help with any of my expertise. And I want to thank audience of yours, Bart, and Sedona, your friends who are following you as well. I want to thank to everyone watching this and to support each other and to help each other to share this message, because you never know who needs to hear this. I always say, like my coach JP, it's only one sentence, one word that can change your life.
And it's worth, and you're saving a lot of lives with many words. And so I honor you and applaud you. And I thank you for that. So on that note, I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, prescription for your transformation, real people, real conversations, real success. Talking to Sylvia Popovic. And she is a CEO and a founder of, what is it again? Full Potential Intelligence, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And then CEO and founder of Women of Blockchain International Organization. So thank you so much, and I'll be back next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Barton Rademacher live right here on Radio Star Worldwide each week or on demand 24/7.